Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We won't go to Caleb Way.
Second down and six. Williams play fake. Now throws wide open. It's DJ Moore. The former Carolina Panther is in for a Bears touchdown. 34 yards. Williams to Moore.
So DJ Moore, a couple weeks ago, talking about we're going to do it the Caleb way as they made the adjustment after the signals were crossed. And then this past week, when everything worked out beautifully, DJ Moore with the two touchdowns in the first half, the big day, he talked openly about just what a good mood he was in and brought his two kids to the podium after the game and all that. So it's an opportune time to check in with those guys about the growing chemistry between the number one wide receiver and the kid quarterback, because they'll be effusive after a win, don't you think, Lawrence? Let's check in, shall we? Here's DJ Moore talking about his growing chemistry with Caleb Williams.
It's amazing. You know, he's taking those strides that he needs to. He's been bossy lately, telling us that we need to be on the details, but we really do for him to be the best player he needs to be. So, but yeah, I think that's it.
DJ, what did you do with that? You said, have you seen him assert himself more in as a leader over his families?
He's been a leader. So what I mean by bossy is we don't hit some in practice. He's going to tell us how we need to run it, this, that. And we just look at him and be like, okay. And then when we get out there on the game, you just better make sure it works, because he's going to have some words for you if you don't. So that's him being a leader. He's a little bossy. No, it's the little bro, so.
That's what you want. He's younger, though, I guess. That's what you want to see.
Yeah, you do want to see that. Like I said, he's like little bro, so you like looking at him like, dude, don't be talking to me like that. But it's but I understand, because we need to really connect on that. And that's what we did this past week. So I took his advice. I listened. You know what I'm saying? Older bro had to take a back seat for a second.
Man, I love it, because it's kidding, but it's kidding on the square. There's a lot of realness in there.
Yeah, there's just a little twinge of little bro, and just I want them to continue to be great on the field, but there's just a hint of I am the big brother in this relationship.
Yeah,
you've been bossy lately.
Yeah, I mean, he is the big brother in the relationship, but it's the quarterback. You got to serve the quarterback.
And Caleb was like standing right off to the side when he said that, I believe. Because I think that's how they ended up doing. Like, if you were looking at the video of it, like DJ like gestured when he said that and kind of smiled.
He's been bossy lately.
I'm bossy.
Hey! He's the first one to scream on a track.
Even if he's not standing right there, you know full well Bears Media is going to serve it up to him on a platter a little bit later on.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
You know, Jason Leisure did. And we were wondering, because we couldn't remember if it was Leisure that brought the bossy up to DJ, or if it was DJ that brought it up to Leisure. Now we
know. He's been bossy lately.
Mm-hmm. So Caleb had a chance to talk about that. And let's listen to Caleb talk about that. And then we can talk about this dynamic and kidding on the square and everything that is involved. Here's Caleb on finding his voice and leading the team.
How has the process gone from that to now being able to be bossy?
Bossy. Sounds a little sassy. You know what I mean? all good. I think partially it was me learning everybody and understanding how everybody, you know, reacts to certain things. Certain people you can be a little bossy with, certain people you have to talk very monotone and control of yourself. A lot of times just people that you can just kind of lash out, and I don't really lash out much. It's not really my vibe, but just always coming over to talk to, you know, the guys when I can. Growing up a little bit, understanding that even when I'm frustrated about maybe it was, you know, a drive, a play that we had that, you know, we may have messed up, or, you know, just whatever the case may have been, you know, understanding that, you know, there's another drive coming. There's another part of the season that, you know, we have to focus on also. And so, you know, being able to go over and talk to them, understand, you know, how and what they need to hear. And then from there, moving on. So I think the boss, and then the other part of it is getting more comfortable and understanding the offense a little bit better, getting more comfortable, you know, calling in things like that, being in games, being in the live action moments, I think has helped me.
Was it around the Indy game, do you think? I'm just curious when that was, because I remember coming out of Indy, you were talking about asserting yourself a little more with Shane.
Yep.
Kind of in that same timing?
I think it's been from the start of the season. I think there was things that we were getting better at, things that I need to be better at, things that, and partially it was, you know, me speaking up a little bit more and, you know, not getting so annoyed and understanding, you know, what I need to say to people and how I need to say it, when I need to say it. And I think that progress has grown from the first game to now.
What do you think, depending on how people react to certain situations, what have you found is the best way for you and DJ to get on the same page and have a game with you the best
way? Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just going over there and talking to DJ. First, let the frustration, if it was a, maybe it was a good drive, so maybe no frustration, or maybe it was one of those drives that, you know, obviously we felt like we should have scored, or, you know, should have gotten the ball some more, or anything like that. Go over, talk to him after everything settles down, whether it's good or bad. Go over, you know, talk to him, and just be to be right on the same level as he has, or he is. I think DJ's not a huge rah-rah guy unless he scores like y'all saw last week. Big bro, as he said.
Big bro and little bro, man.
Here's the thing, Lawrence. I think the DJ Moore stuff is surprise. Here's the quarterbacks that DJ Moore had in Carolina. He had Cam, of course. He was 29, already established in the league. He had Teddy Bridgewater. He was 28. Had a few stops already established in the league. Both guys, good leaders, we know. The two young quarterbacks that he worked with, you tell me if you think these guys are forward, outward, loud leaders that boss guys like DJ Moore around. Kyle Allen,
yes,
for 1 year at 23. You think so?
No.
And Sam Darnold at 24. What? Sam Darnold might be there now, but it would surprise me if Sam Darnold was the kind of vocal leader.
No, not at that point. He was broken at that point.
I think this is DJ Moore being surprised that he has a quarterback at this age who can be as outward and vocal as Caleb is.
I think that's part of it, Shane. But it's also, this is an entitled, empowered number one overall pick, young man. Like, none of those guys who you mentioned, who he's had success for, have success with, have had the pedigree and the keys handed to him like Caleb has. I'm sure that's an adjustment for DJ Moore.
And even inside of the relationship with Justin, it's DJ helping Justin.
Well, I was going to say, 2 years ago, and I don't want to make the Justin comparison, but a lot of the players are still here. But, like, remember, Spiegs, we talked about it. A lot of players, we wanted to be more assertive in the huddle. You know, to be more commanding.
They asked Justin
to
do that.
Yeah, they wanted
yes.
Justin to bring the juice, like buzzwords like that.
Yeah, and no.
Clearly not a problem with Caleb.
Caleb comes pre-equipped with the juice.
I like it.
Dude, I like it. And we don't really know it. You know, like, you heard it just a
We've
little bit
seen
there.
It.
Well, every once in a while.
I think I'm getting it.
No, I'm saying we've never seen it from the quarterback position in Chicago.
Oh, no, for sure.
Never.
But from Caleb a little bit there at the top, like, oh, he called me bossy, huh? I think that's a little sassy.
Sounds a little sassy.
Yeah. Somebody say sassy.
and him calling back at the end.
Yeah.
You know, like, so he was there for that and call, and like, I like that. He is willing to stand his ground in a very respectful way.
I said it to you guys a couple weeks ago. This is a whole ass adult. This is a 22-year-old who is more of an adult than the majority of 30-year-olds that we know.
And the position
and
calls for it.
Yes.
The position demands it. The position demands it. And yeah, man.
That could be jarring for a lot of veteran players. And how you navigate that is interesting. And I love what this texter said. Texas was like, yeah, well, he scored two touchdowns and had a 100-yard game, so maybe do it his way, big bro. Yeah, maybe do it Caleb's way.
Oh, without a doubt. And it happens a lot that the kid quarterback coming in, that you have to do it his way, and I'm sure sometimes he's not worth it, but this kid is worth it. You do it his way. Look, I keep thinking about when Jalen Johnson told us a few weeks ago or a couple weeks ago about people having to put their egos aside. You know? Got to put your ego aside for the better of the team. Right. And who is that? I think DJ's one of those guys. And that's okay.
And I think that he probably just wanted to find out, hey, how can I help? Well, what are the things I can do to make sure that we get the ball, that we move it around, I can make plays? And Caleb is figuring that part out.
And it's cool that they're willing to talk to us about it and actually let us in on what the process is. All right, we'll do it the Caleb way. And that's that. I'm a all-pro receiver. I know what the hell I'm doing. I've done it with all the people that Shane brought up. I've done it with Kyle Allen. I did it with Sam Darnold.
Let me get you to the end zone. Let me get you there.
So, okay, fine. We'll do it the Caleb way. Oh, wow, look at that. That worked.
Look at that. It worked. And I got the ball. That's interesting. All I wanted, and then dropped a pass while I was sure. Wide open in the game.
But I did it the Caleb way, and guess what? He threw a dot. He the pass was a dot, and it was right at me, and it was freaking perfect. So, yeah, do it the Caleb way. Hell yeah.
Let's do a little baseball. Russ Dorsey is in San Diego. Let's ask him about the craziness that was last night's game and the rest of the playoffs next here on The Score.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.